The U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, has $650 million available to help farmers markets and specialty food producers cover the costs for safety measures they've incurred during the pandemic. The grants can range in size from $1,500 to $20,000, and USDA Undersecretary Jenny Moffitt says the agency especially wants to help small producers.
We're actually very focused on trying to meet small employers with this funding, which is why we've made the application as streamlined as possible and as easy as possible, because we know how busy small employers are and how many different hats they're wearing. And so there's no minimum employees. And in fact, we're really gearing this money toward small employers.
And she says farmers markets, of which Vermont has many, are also eligible. And the grant program can cover a wide variety of things.
The program is designed to support a lot of the costs that producers, farmers markets have incurred because of the pandemic, workplace safety responses. So it's a pretty broad range of things that would be eligible. Things like implementing workplace measures such as personal protective equipment, cleaning supplies, sanitizers, hand washing stations, installing air filters and signage for all producers, but especially for farmers markets, things like market pivots. Developing online platforms or materials to communicate changes to those. Also, of course, signage that farmers markets might have had as well. Retrofitting facilities for worker safety. So that could be anything from protective barriers or plexiglass or plastic sheeting, walk-up windows, heaters, tents, tables, lightings. Anything that, again, the pivots that producers, farmers markets would have had to do for both customer as well as worker safety. Health services to protect workers against COVID-19. So things like vaccination clinics that might have happened and costs incurred related to that, testing or healthcare and treatment of infected employees. This also can cover paid leave due to COVID-19 infection as well. So a really broad range of things that could be covered through this. The deadline is November 22nd, and usually we get a lot more applications right closer to the deadline.
I also wanted to hear from a farmers market who has used USDA grant funding, and I asked market manager with the Capital City Farmers Market in Montpelier, Carrie Pecor, to describe the changes made to the Capital City Farmers Market during the pandemic. And Pecor said early on they did use an online-only ordering model where people could pick up items from the farmers market. And she said when they did reopen to in-person vendors and patrons, they incurred many costs to ensure customer safety. Here's what Carrie had to say.
We were allowed to reopen after about a month. It was, you know, how do we buy all of these things that are now really expensive? Hand sanitizer, for example, you couldn't even get it. And it was, $100 a gallon. Caution tape, spray paint, signage to try to tell people which direction to go. It was a real shock, but thankfully we were able to do it. It had a lot of added expenses, which is where thankfully a lot of these USDA grants come in now.
Pecor said they applied for as many grants as they were eligible for.
Thankfully, since 2019 or since early 2020, we have managed to bring in about $19,000 in various grants.
Other costs that they incurred included setting up to work from home. Also, Pecor said that could not have happened without grant funding.
We were able to purchase a market laptop, a market cell phone, which provided a hotspot so that I could actually sit out in the middle of the woods and get some work done. That money really helped us upgrade our technology and get to a point where we could function during COVID.
And Pecor said that they'll apply soon again for USDA grants to fund new and continuing costs for COVID safety at their market, like propane space heaters for the winter outdoor markets and storage space to keep them in.
We have to get approval from the state for anything that we do on the lot because it's a state-owned lot. So we just now got approval to use those stand-up propane heaters. And I was begging and begging, please, we need some source of heat, whether it's an open flame, open fire, or some sort of propane heater, just to like thaw our toes and fingers. And it finally just got approved. So that's something that I will be applying for this USDA grant in the hopes that we can get a couple of these space heaters.
And I asked Pecor if all these changes felt like they were sustainable.
I tell you, if we can get through 2020, COVID year, we can do absolutely anything with the market. And the market has really rebounded. Total sales for the market were, I'd say, almost 25% higher than any previous year. So I think the community really realized how important farmers markets are and really came back out to support their farmers, which was really exciting to see. So yeah, we got this.
That's Carrie Pecor, Market Manager at Capital City Farmers Market in Montpelier, talking more about their experience with grant funds. And you can find out more about the Pandemic Response and Safety Grant Program from the USDA at vpr.org.